USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. A reward is now being offered for information leading to the apprehension of suspects involved in this week's mass shooting at Morgan State University in Baltimore. Police Commissioner Richard Worley has announced a reward of $9,000. According to Worley, ballistics evidence suggests that two shooters fired on Tuesday night as a homecoming weekend celebration was concluding. President Biden is applauding the latest jobs report.
You heard me say it before, I'm going to keep saying it. My dad had an expression. He said, Joey, a job's about a lot more than a paycheck. It's about your dignity. It's about respect. It's about being able to look your kid in the eye and say, honey, it's going to be okay and mean it.
In September, the U.S. economy gained 336,000 jobs, which exceeded economists' expectations. Biden stated that his administration has created almost 14 million jobs since he took office, including 815,000 in manufacturing. The unemployment rate has remained below 4%. Party lines continue to divide Americans on their stance regarding the latest COVID-19 booster shot. Around 70% of Democrats express willingness or have already received it, while fewer than 30% of Republicans indicate the same intention, based on an Ipsos poll. As of early October, 6% of Americans have reported receiving the shot. Meanwhile, two-thirds of respondents fall into the very likely or not at all likely categories, including strong convictions and settled opinions on the matter. Travis Kelce's mother, Donna Kelce, was cautious about discussing her son's recent connection with Taylor Swift. During her appearance on the Today Show this morning, she mentioned that the past few weeks have been quite eventful.
Yeah, it's like every week, it's like something new, like really? Yeah, it's I feel like I'm in some kind of an alternate universe. It's just really, really strange, but it's fun, it's a great ride.
However, when Savannah Guthrie inquired about a potential budding romance between her son and Swift, Donna Kelce refrained from sharing much, stating that it's a little bit too early. She also emphasized her preference for not delving into her children's personal lives. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
The scheduled televised forum showcasing candidates vying for the position of Speaker of the House has been canceled. Fox News initially announced the participation of Representatives Jim Jordan, Steve Scalise, and Kevin Hearn, but it appears lawmakers have withdrawn from the event. A Speaker election is slated for next week following Kevin McCarthy's historic removal from the role earlier this week. The border conflict is affecting a college football game in Massachusetts.
A travel agent that's been managing bookings for families attending the Army-Navy game this weekend revealed that at least 70 rooms across three hotels were canceled, reportedly due to Massachusetts housing illegal immigrants in state hotels. The rooms near Gillette Stadium, where the game is held, were repurposed for refugees, causing inconvenience for attendees. Even Florida Governor Ron DeSantis labeled the situation a farce, saying he was concerned over prioritizing housing for illegal immigrants over American citizens, particularly veterans and service academy grads attending the patriotic event. I'm Corey Myers.
A recent study indicates that shouting at children may lead to long-term issues. Researchers from Wingate University and University College London discovered that verbal abuse can negatively impact a child's mental and physical well-being. Published in the journal Child Abuse and Neglect, the study highlights elevated rates of depression, substance abuse, and other behavioral disorders among these individuals in adulthood. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
You will like this program if you are new to it. There's something for everybody to like about the Good Day program, if I do say so myself. And Doug Stephan, who else is going to say it if I don't? I guess, right? Yeah, let's hear it for Doug. Yay! Jay Kirshner.
The longest-running Radio Morning Magazine is on usapodcasting.com. Subscribe to the Good Day download now at usapodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.